It's time for a Setting the Bar story here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, describe this.
It's an example of what not to do, like dating Nick Cannon.
All right. So if you're calling someone pretending to be someone else, right, the worst number to dial is probably the person you're impersonating, yeah?
Probably.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally calling the person you're impersonating when that person is the sheriff, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow, we're impersonating the sheriff.
Whoops.
Oh, go big or go home.
Whoops. Yeah, Pierce County Sheriff's Office in Washington warning people about a scam caller who's pretending to be their own Sergeant Darren. Sergeant Darren actually called the perp and got his voicemail.
Oh, boy.
And it sounded like Sergeant Darren.
Oh, gosh. Sergeant Darren Moss with the Pierce County Sheriff's Office. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Uh-oh.
If it is not an emergency, please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will get back with you. Thank you.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. It all came to light because Darren got a call himself from the caller pretending to be Darren. And says, hey,
I'm probably going to call this guy back.
An urgent legal matter with you. And this fake Darren's going to ask for money to pay fines or gift cards.
Oh, we can just make this matter go away if you just want to send me over a little gift card. Yeah, my Amazon will work.
So Sergeant Darren called, left a message.
Hey, Darren, I'm just calling you back because you said that there was something going on.
Yeah, there was like an urgent matter that you needed to discuss with me. I'd like to discuss this with you. So
did he get another call back?
It is ongoing right now.
Oh, wow. This is a fluid situation.
Yeah. So it's at this time that Darren and the rest of the sheriff's community remind citizens that no public official will call you asking for money over the phone.
Or gift cards. You know, here's the thing. Like, they do have fake Sheriff Darren's phone number. So why don't they just drive on over, pay a little visit? They could probably do that.
I don't know if they can track the phone at this point. Who knows?
Oh.
But
the next step. It is the sheriff's office. I'm choosing to think they have some sophisticated technology.
Kelly, you're probably cracking the case for them.
These
are things they've never thought of.
Maybe Pierce County Sheriff's Office were like, you know what? That's a really good idea.
What?
Let's go over the address with them.
Why didn't we think of that?
Why didn't see just I'm just saying. I'm here for ideas.
All right. So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally calling the person you're impersonating when that person is the sheriff.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
Bold move, sir.
Bold move, indeed. That is your Setting the Bar story.